Hi, everybody. This next lesson is an immersion. Now, this is where I want you to get into how your minds are working, how you're thinking, and anything that might be getting in your way of achieving your best work. So this lesson, I want to call it Monkey Mind. Have you ever seen those three monkeys? You know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Well, those guys are three fabulous monkeys, and we'd be wise to actually adopt their attitude. But they're not the monkeys that I'm talking about today. I'm actually talking about a more mischievous type of monkey. Now, this one is one that talks nonsense in our minds. Doesn't live in the jungle. It lives right between your right ear and your left ear, and it can create a lot of havoc. I know this for a fact because when I did my very first MC show, my little monkey mind went into overdrive. I blew the event so out of proportion. I stressed myself out so much that after the event was over, I actually couldn't get out of bed for the next 2 days. I was physically drained, an emotional wreck, and I was totally wasted, and I've practically given myself a heart attack for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Guess what? My MC career was quickly going to derail off the tracks if I couldn't get this monkey off my back. So I had to do something about this monkey mind very quickly. How did I handle it? Well, I started reading many really wonderful books on personal development. And in fact, I've studied many spiritual masters and gurus as well. Some of my favorite authors are Napoleon Hill, Wayne Dyer, Richard Carlson. He wrote Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And I also love the German guy, very famous one now. What's his name? Eckhart Tolle. Yeah, I love him as well. So also I'm a lifelong learner, always on a quest to discover more and more and more about myself, because if you can understand yourself, then the audience also can understand you very well. So early on, I realized one of the keys to improving your work and your business is to always keep working on improving yourself. When I work on changing myself, I see there's exponential progress for some reason, and it's not just in myself, but it's in every aspect of my life. And that includes business as well. I'm sure you've heard the expression, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Well, it's really true. And I know it will definitely be the same for you guys as well. But for this monkey mind management immersion, I want to highlight a few things that really made a huge difference to me. First, I understood that your mind is yours. What you occupy it with, it's totally up to you. And it's this fabulous, magnificent computer, but that's just the hardware. It's nothing without the software that you put in. So you got to be really careful about the software that you load up into your own brain. Unfortunately, most of the software in our brains is actually by default. It comes from our early influences, from others when we couldn't think for ourselves. And I mean, your parents, your teachers, magazines, the media, your friends, etc., etc. Also, most of their thinking was also by default as well from their early influences. So I actually had a real aha moment, like ding, ding, the bells went off, when I realized I'd been infected with mind viruses from others. And their way of thinking was a blueprint from their parents and their early influences. So no one's to blame, but when I realized I could make my own choices, it was up to me to decide for myself what thoughts I wanted to keep, what I wanted to put in the trash, and if there were really serious viruses, then I had to make sure they were quarantined or knocked out for good. So now I'm really careful about what software I put into my hardware, my brain. Otherwise, that monkey mind's going to start running amok again. It always does, but the thing is, now I've trained myself to actually be aware of it and to be able to control it. That's why I actually rarely read newspapers, listen to the media, and basically hardly ever watch any news, because it's just what others want to imprint on us. And most of the time, it's really negative stuff. So I've become very selective about what I let in from others. If it serves my higher purpose, if it is beneficial to others, then it passes the test. Because my goal in life is to be happy. So I try to have gratitude for whatever comes my way. I try not to have complaints, not to have dissatisfaction. Just accept situations, and if it's challenging, then I want to see how I can move forward, how I can grow, how I can actually develop myself more by taking on bigger challenges. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what's this got to do with improving me as an MC? Okay, I'm getting to that. Because remember, this is an immersion, and I want you to start thinking about what you put into your mind. So let me get to point number two. Point number two, we're taught from young to be in competition with others. I mean, just look at the school system. We're always being graded against each other. People are always comparing looks. You know, he's too fat, she's too thin, she's pretty, he's ugly, he's skinny, she's tall, he's short, he's bald, whatever. So also our talents are being compared. Alama, this person's better than me. Yeah, this one's so good la. It's just never ending. You talk about, oh, money, keeping up with the Joneses. That car is a bigger car than I drive. Everything, nonstop, comparing is everywhere. Now, I'm not talking about comparing two different brands, for example, of coffee machines, because you may want to do that to make sure that you get the best machine for your desires. The type of comparing I'm talking about is the monkey mind ones that mess with our heads. So as an MC, we go for meetings. Now the committee may say things like, oh, they had a fantastic MC last year, and it was this so-and-so. And you happen to know this person. You know they're really talented. Then you start comparing yourself to this person, because this year they are using you. This can cause mental paralysis. So first and foremost, stop comparing. Got it? Stop comparing. You are a unique individual. You have your own God-given talent, and you want to share it with the world. Now, if I start comparing myself with others, thinking like I used to, this is how the monkey mind talks. It says something like this. Will I be able to do as good a job as the previous MC? This person's so much better than me. Then you know what happens? I give away my power. How? Because I fill up my mind with thoughts about them. Instead of concentrating on being present for the client and giving 100% of myself. Now, if you compare yourself with one other person, you immediately cut your brain in half. And when you do that, you block your ability to deliver your God-given talent. One half of your brain is already occupied with somebody else. The other half is left for you. You've just cut what you have to give in half. Now, if you compare yourself to two people, then you've already preoccupied two-thirds of your brain, and there's only a third left for you. If you compare yourself with four people, now you're down to only one-fifth of your own brain power to concentrate on you. Now that's how comparing yourself with others weakens you. All you have to do, guys, is just wish everyone well, wish everyone success, and celebrate and be happy for them. But that's it. Keep your mind free, 100% for you. Got it? So stop comparing yourself to others. Just focus on the person that matters most, and that is you. I don't mean this in an arrogant and an egotistical way. I mean this in a way where you develop yourself, 100% focusing on you. Audiences are happily waiting for you. They may vaguely remember the event last year, but this year they're eagerly anticipating a night with you. So don't fill up, or a day, or whatever event it is. So don't fill up your mind with others. Always give 100% of you, unless, of course, you're giving blood. So take your time preciously in studying, developing, and improving yourself, challenging yourself, pushing yourself past your barriers, making breakthroughs in changing yourself for the better. Because the goal you have is build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. Not waste your time thinking about others. So the key points here, guys. Number one, monkey mind is that uncontrollable nonsense and chit-chat all the time that we allow to occupy our minds. Key point number two, your mind belongs to you. You can choose the software you put in, and you can get rid of mind viruses that have been implanted by others. Key point number three, don't give away your power by comparing yourself with others and letting them occupy your brain. Key point number four, to give audiences 100%, you must be focused 100% on development of you. Now, the action steps for this module, number one, if you're struggling with a monkey mind, you're going to have to write down what are those struggles, your biggest challenges. And then you're going to, point number two, write down three ways to face these challenges and move yourself forward. Action step number three, write down all the changes and the progress that you make with these challenges once you've brought your awareness onto them and you're trying to improve. And action step number four, I would read books on positivity, pick a guru if you like, follow that person, but fill up your mind with really fabulous, positive thinking choices. Okay, guys, that's all for this video. I'll see you again real soon. Take care, everybody.